Chapter 50 A Method of Meditation and Prayer Involving the Intercession of the Saints and the Angels. The two following methods of obtaining the protection of the saints and angels may be employed. The first method is to address yourself to the Eternal Father, laying before Him the hymns of heavenly choirs, the labors, persecutions, and torments suffered by the saints on earth for love of Him. Then, in recalling their fidelity and love, beseech Him to grant your petitions. The second method is to invoke the angels, those blessed spirits earnestly desirous, not only of our earthly perfection, but of our greater heavenly perfection, earnestly beseech them to assist you in subduing your evil inclinations and conquering the enemies of your salvation, and beg a particular remembrance at the hour of death. Sometimes think over the extraordinary graces God has granted to the saints and angels, and rejoice as if they had been bestowed on yourself. Rather, let your joy be even greater for His having bestowed such favors on them rather than on yourself, for such was His will, and you should bless and praise God in the accomplishment of His divine plan. To facilitate the regularity and performance of this exercise, it would be well to assign the different days of the week to the different orders of the blessed. On Sunday, implore the intercession of the nine angelic choirs. On Monday, invoke John the Baptist. On Tuesday, the patriarchs and prophets. On Wednesday, the apostles. On Thursday, the martyrs. On Friday, bishops and confessors. On Saturday, the virgins and other saints. But let no day pass without imploring the assistance of Our Lady, the Queen of all the saints, your guardian angel, the glorious Archangel Saint Michael, or any other saint to whom you have any particular devotion. Moreover, beseech daily the Eternal Father, His Divine Son, and the Blessed Virgin, that you may be particularly under the protection of Saint Joseph, the worthy spouse of the most chaste of virgins. Then addressing yourself to this loving protector, ask with great humility to be received into His care, for innumerable are the instances of assistance afforded to those who have called upon Saint Joseph in their spiritual or temporal necessities. Particularly has He aided them when they stood in need of light from heaven and direction in their prayers. And if God shows so much regard for the other saints who have loved and served Him here below, how much consideration and deference will He not show for the person He so honored as to pay Him filial homage and obedience?